I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate, like cucarachas.
Cockroaches are great. There are about 4,000 different kinds of cockroaches in the world, and believe it or not, most of them are not trying to get into your home. Most of them live in the tropical rainforests or the mountains or the deserts, and they're very much an important part of the ecosystem, breaking down dead plants and animals and recycling their nutrients and making them available for other organisms.
Well, I'm sure they're hard workers and all that, but when they come knocking at my house...
Well, there are about 20 species around the world that are considered to be pests. And the reason they're pests is that they have the same environmental parameters we do. They like a certain temperature range. They always like to have food around. They always like to have water around. Guess what? So do humans. And that's why those 20 or so species have adapted so readily to living with us.
What's the most predominant types here in the Richmond area?
Well, in the Richmond area, we've got the American cockroach. That's the big brown one that you see in homes and sewer systems. When I walk around at night in our neighborhood, I've noticed the oriental cockroach right out on the sidewalks on a warm, sticky night. They're the dark, shiny ones. People refer to them as water bugs.
Okay.
They get the name water bug again because they tend to move through the sewers, and they'll come up into a bathtub and they get caught out. It's very slippery. They don't have the claws to navigate porcelain or plastic very well. So they slip around and they're just waiting there for you when you come in. They're absolute survivors too. They can eat anything. They will live on the dander, flakes of skin that fall off of you and your pets. They can live off the fine film of oil that settles in on appliances in the kitchen. They're just supremely adapted for surviving under all kinds of circumstances. But if you leave out pet food, that's one of the reasons you may have a cockroach problem. It's like leaving out a buffet. Cockroaches will come cruising by, and you've got this high-protein food readily available to them. So if you think you have a cockroach problem, cover up the food. Don't leave pet food out overnight. Take the trash out every night. Don't leave dirty dishes on or in the sink. Any food or water that's left out is just an invitation to invite cockroaches. They're very ancient animals, too. There are fossils of cockroaches that are about 350 million years old. And about 250 million years ago, they reached pretty much their present form. You would readily identify these fossils as looking just like modern cockroaches. They've been around before the dinosaurs.
And they'll be here long?
They'll be here long after we have moved on. But a handful of cockroach species will be sorry that we're gone because they've enjoyed the largesse that we've provided them over the years.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. Thursday, June 10th, Dr. Evans will be joining us at the Huguenot Robius Farmers Market from 1 o'clock until 3, and you can drop by and visit with Art and get him to autograph one of his books for you. And if you have a good question about bugs, bring that along too. You might find yourself in conversation with Art Evans in one of these Tuesday morning features. I'm Steve Clark, and you'll find photographs and the audio from all of our What's Bugging You segments at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.